We have a new deal with the government, but unfortunately, this new deal is impacting only the medical doctors. What happened is that when the medical doctors started the strike on 10 July, other staff, I'm talking about the nurses, the pharmacy, the laboratory technicians, and all of them, they were still working. They were working until last Saturday. And what happened is when we were in around the day 41-42 of the strike, the other health professionals, they started the strike. So the point is that the government have now a deal with the medical doctors, but they don't have a deal with the nurses and other professionals. So it means that the strike is still happening in the public facilities. Of course, the doctors are working, but the Mozambican Medical Association and the doctors around the country are very, very solidary with the other colleagues who are on strike.
Can you describe for us, doctor, the medical conditions in Mozambique that your team and the medical establishment has been working with?
First, we need better conditions in our public hospitals, particularly in terms of medicines, in terms of diagnosis means, in terms of x-rays, CTs, IRM, MRI. Mozambique has more than 150 districts, hospitals, and all these districts, they lack the basic means to diagnose the pathologies and, of course, to treat that pathologies. And we have problems in terms of medicines. Of course, as I said before, the need of better food for our patients, the need of stability of electricity, because in sometimes the electricity company go and cut electricity in hospitals because of a lack of payments. And water also, they cut water because of not payment. So these are our demands in terms of conditions to treat well our patients. Our second demand is mainly concerned to our salaries, because what the government did was to cut many of our subsidies. For example, the risk subsidy, which was in 30% a year ago, now it is in only 5%, not only for the health professionals, but for all the professionals. In general, I can say that our demands are concerned on condition to serve well our patients. Number two, better salary. Number three, a different status in the public administration. So these are our demands, and we hope that the government will fulfill that.